Greetings, it's your girl Culture Pearl, aka Carmela Fisher, and welcome back to another episode of Culture Pearl Images LLC, where we address everything relating to women's mental health and emotional wellness. Today's topic is the Great Breakup. In this season, I decided that I was breaking up with any and everything that did not serve well in my life. Yes, I was in pain. I was in great pain. And the first person I had to break up with was myself. That previous version allowed things, boundaries, people, situation, jobs to really overwhelm her. And that wasn't the model that I was trying to project in my life. In fact, if this is your first time listening to me or hearing about me, you should know that I am a mental health provider, and I served 15 years as a SUD specialist for an agency. And one of the things that I noticed is that love was a drug. Yes. The idea of loving someone, I've realized that people didn't even know the meaning of love. Their definition of love was spelled L-U-V, and it was any and everything. For those of you who believe in that love language, I do not discredit the gentleman's work and what he did with that. I just know that love language was fleeting with the population that I serve. And with that population, people came in. Yes, they had substance abuse issue, but underneath everything was that love word, whether it came in families, whether it came in relationships, whether it came in employment, it was how people loved and felt about themselves. Now, I know because love is a drug, it operates under the guise of codependency. And for me, I could kind of resonate with my clients and what they were going through. So I had to take an introspective look about the population that I was serving and even myself. And because I am a first generation mental health provider and I'm also a benefactor of therapy, I had to do my own work. And again, that first person I had to break up with was myself. Then I started looking at situations, relationships, friendships, and then my occupation. And in every one of those situations, it was like as if I had poo on a shoe. Okay? Now, if you can visualize this, poo on a shoe, once you step in it, you can still have some remnants of it. Even though you wiped it away, there's some remnants of it. And it hurts, really. It hurts, you know, mentally, emotionally, in every aspect. So in this season, I had to learn to break up with myself. And did I have to do some soul searching? Of course I did. And that's what I'm asking you guys to really understand. What are you willing to tolerate? What are you willing to give up as it relates to yourself and breaking up? Are you willing to allow someone to break you, or will you break the situation? It may be painful, it may be hard, but it's necessary as it relates to your mental and emotional health. The most devastating breakup that I had was the one I had with my job, because that was my bread and butter. But the things that were happening to me, it took me out of context and character. And when the things that I thought I believed in, I just could not believe that this was happening to me. And as I was preparing to leave, I mean, there were all sorts of things that my job was doing to really hinder my process from leaving. Now, it is what it is, but all I know is that I'm recovering and that it's okay. It's okay. I'm 10 toes down, running what I have to do, but I am ultimately going to heal. And if any of you are going through situations where you've been in a relationship, you've been in a friendship, and your occupation, you have to learn to save your sanity. You get rest. And when you get rest, you can think clearly. You can develop some insight and some wisdom. And of course, you make a plan. And you do what you have to do. But ultimately, do not allow it to break you. You break up with yourself and you break up with any and everything that does not serve you well. And that's my time. Thank you for listening. God bless.